The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well. I hope everything's plugged in. I hope everything's working. This is our first podcast since we got back from Christmas. But Christmas is a little bit weird for us because so what happens is we fly over on the 23rd. We do Christmas, we do New Year, we have a good time, we fly back on the 2nd, and then we have, when we, so all the Christmas songs finish after Christmas, more or less. Morning, guys. All the Christmas songs finish after Christmas, and then that's fine, no more Christmas songs, woohoo. I am a great believer in not starting Christmas songs till December, at the very least. Christmas Eve, actually. Yeah, I know, humbug. But anyway, we get back to Spain, and we land, and what do we hear? More Christmas songs. And the reason we get more Christmas songs is because the Spanish really don't celebrate Christmas until the 6th of January. So on the 5th of January, we went up and watched a parade, and we got a Christmas parade, and Santa's there. Actually, Santa's not there. They have the three kings, and the whole festival is around the three kings. And then the next day is their Christmas day, and we still have our Christmas tree up, and there's three presents under the tree because the three kings. It's very politically incorrect here in Spain. We're in a little town. There are not a lot of people of, I don't even know what the politically correct word is, a lot of people of colour. I don't know what the word is, so shoot me, whatever. So what they do is they actually put makeup on to black themselves up. It's just the most politically incorrect thing. I mean, you speak to the Spanish, like, yeah, and? So it's just a bit weird. So the Christmas tree's down, we're back, we're on for a new year, and oh, what a busy period over Christmas it's actually been. We have just been so busy with clients coming through, taking on new clients. Like, when most people are shut down over Christmas, it's been our busiest period ever over Christmas for property coaching, business coaching, and social media work. So that's been really interesting because we've put out a ton of content over Christmas period and it's paid off. And, before Christmas, I was talking to people about how you shouldn't be slowing down, and people like, it's Christmas and you should be having some fun and you should relax and blah, blah, blah. But we've hit the ground running and we are mega, mega busy. It's the 7th of January at the moment and we've got so much work to do. It is fairly crazy. But in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about, let me just make sure I've got it. Yes. There we go. Let's put a comment on there. So podcast 197, should you get a loan for your business startup? So this came about because I'm in a couple of startup groups on Facebook and people are going, I need a loan. I need a loan for 10 grand. I need a loan for £1,000. And like, what do you need a loan for £1,000 for? And some of the reasons are a little bit weird, I think. And then some reasons are more valid. Okay. So we've got a guy who runs a transport company and that's awesome. And he needs a van. Fair enough. I totally get that. But you know, when we first started up my furniture package company, and we were doing £500,000 a year on the furniture package company, we eventually bought vans, but to get going, we didn't have vans. We just built the cost into our pricing. So we would literally hire from Salford Van Hire. An order would come in. We would schedule the date for the install, and then we would go hire a van. You know, we'd pick it up 9 a.m. Has to be back 9 a.m. the next day. We'd go hire a van. We'd go buy all the stuff that we needed to go get from our wholesalers, and then we'd go down on site, build it, bring the van back later that night or very early next morning. And that was it. Cost like 35 quid, 50 quid a van. And we just built that into the cost. Now, if you're doing haulage, obviously, I know the margins are really tight in that business and definitely subject to fluctuations on the petrol pricing and diesel and that kind of thing. But you need to just start building that into your costs. You know, there's no reason why you want a, you need a van. I get why you want a van, but there's no reason why you need a van. I know that you want it sign written and all that stuff, right? But that is a luxury that you might not be able to afford to have right now. So why are you going for a luxury? Like, that's not really gonna cut it for you. So what you need to do is, we call this the peanut principle, where you literally have to start with hardly anything. You're starting on a peanut. Let me just check here. I'm just going to check that the sound is going through, because I just want to absolutely make sure. So let me just run play.
Yeah, I'm just going to check the sound.
That's fine. So you've got to start on the peanut principle, and the peanut principle basically states that you don't spend any money on anything ever. Right, until you've got money coming in from the things that you're selling that will pay for it. Right, that's a really major concept for me. So I spoke to another lady, seems like a very nice lady if you're watching. but I was challenging on a couple of questions. And so one of the questions was, how many have you sold of these items? None. Okay, no problem. I get it. Okay, so brand new business. You're looking for a loan to start your business. I get it. How many have you made? None. Okay, I get it. But these things that she was making were coming from natural ingredients. I'm like, you don't need a lot of money to start this business. Like, why don't you? And then the other thing that really stood out for me, by the way, was when she said, I've got lots of great feedback from my local community. Awesome. Love great feedback from your local community. That rocks, right? So how many of you sold to your local community before you've met them? Like, you can sell before you've met them, right? You know, I'll have an order for you next month. How many do you want? Take 50% deposit. Use that money to go start your business. None. Okay. So then it's like, okay, like, you need to be thinking really about, you know, about the business. Like, how long will it take you to make each item? How much can you sell it for? What will the cost be for each item? How long, when you sell an item, will it take you to pack that item, take it to the post office and post it? And what will the cost of posting be? And then the response that came back was, I'm really glad we had this conversation, but it's just reinforced why I need to do this on my own. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, not a problem. But then afterwards I'm thinking, so you're going to turn down a guy who's got 20 years experience? Because I'm looking at investing in small businesses, okay? Because I want the returns back. But you're looking at not going with a guy who's got the experience asking challenging questions because they're challenging questions. You want challenging questions in your business. That's why you pay a lot of money for a business coach. That's the whole point of it. Because you don't know everything. I definitely don't know everything. And I've got coaches in my business too. And I will go to them and go, what about this? And they'll go, what are you doing, fatball, you idiot? Do this, this, and this. And I go, oh, okay. Because I don't know what I don't know, and other people don't know what they don't know. So this idea about starting up a business and needing a business loan for it, it just really doesn't fly very well with me. It does depend on the business. If you need manufacturing equipment, okay, then fine, you need manufacturing equipment. But can you not hire it? Can you not use somebody else's manufacturing equipment? Can you not, you know, import from China or Spain or anywhere? Like, it's like, well, I can't do this business because I need some money because I need to start it. And it's like, well, I just don't get that. What do you mean you need some money? And I also feel sometimes that not having any money can be beneficial, because if you've got access to 100 grand in loans, you're going to go get 100 grand in loans, even though you don't need it. Like, that 100 grand, that costs 20% a year interest. 20%, right? 10 to 20%, depends who it is. But what's going to happen if your business fails? You've got a personal guarantee on that loan. You just ruined your life. Like, literally, for many people, they'll never be able to pay off 100 grand in debt. Like, I know I made that 100 grand up, but what if it's 20 grand? Even paying 20 grand off, it's costing you 10% a year. You know, we're back to investing, aren't we? And a business is really just an investment. You know, my social media business, do you know how much money we started that on? Zero. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. I love saying those things. My lettings agency, we spent that on £10, a tenner. That's what it cost us. We started with a one-page website, which was the most dreadful website you could ever think of, created on Frontpage. And then we moved to Dreamweaver, if you remember those days. And I was becoming a whiz at Dreamweaver, like a whiz meaning not very good. But that's how we started up. And did we close business on that? Of course we did. I remember having a Ford Escort, a Reg Ford Escort that I picked up for 500 quid. This car, it was a white estate car. It was the biggest piece of crap you've ever seen, right? We were picking up tenants in this car, driving around to various flats, luxury 200,000 pound flats or 100 grand flats in this piece of shit car. And we picked them up and we drive them around. And they loved it. They loved the story that we were telling. Yeah, we just started up. We're starting on a shoestring budget. You'll appreciate the car. We'd love you to rent one of our flats and not from like some of our competitors who are so up their own backside, it's untrue. We're really nice. We're here to help, blah, blah, blah. It's a great story. And people loved it. And it really helped us create that business. I remember printing leaflets on my printer to go and drop them in Velocity, one of the developments in Leeds where I've got a couple of apartments. And we'd be dropping leaflets in there and, you know, we'd be running them off the printer. And our letterhead, it just had the logo down the left-hand side. Didn't have our address details because, you know, people, they don't get loads of stationery printed. Okay, so first of all, why do you need stationery printed? That just doesn't even make sense. I know that you want it all to be right. But just bang your name at the top of it. I just don't get that, right? It's an invoice. You've already done the work. It's a receipt for the payment. Why do you need to impress them anymore? Just bang your name on it. But we go and we get these stationery all printed. It all looks nice. We've got the photocopier in the corner. We've got the hat stand on the water cooler. We've bought all this stuff, right? I mean, that's all the blooming thing. But just on stationery, we go out and get the logo on it and we put the address on it and the phone numbers on it. And then 6 months in, we move address. So all that stationery we'd have to go out and pay for, that has been paid for, we have now to put it in the bin and go buy some more and put the name and the number and the address on it and the website and all the rest of it, and then we change the phone number. It just doesn't make sense. So we had our logo in, it was an orange band, and then the name in no colour, so it was white because the paper was white. So we had that up the left-hand side, and that was it. That was our letterhead. And when we printed off leaflets, we'd print them on that letterhead, A4, some of them. When we first started out, we'd print off on A4 because we had like thousands of sheets of paper. We might as well use them and use the branding. It worked really well. So I do get why people feel the need to go out and get loans and, you know, the Prince's Trust startup. But I would question, do you need a loan? And this question should be answered by people who are not trying to sell you a loan. Because this is the problem, you see, is you go to a Facebook group and the people recommend other people, which is very nice. But the people that they recommend are going, yes, you need a loan. This is who you should use. And I would question whether you even need the loan, because I just don't think that you do. Because I'm so worried. I've been in so much debt in my life. And luckily, we come through it. And it's not been an easy run. And we spent money on stuff we shouldn't have spent money on. Do you know what I mean? And you know, really, you know, that 20 grand that you may get a loan for, that's a deposit on a house. That's crazy. Why would you? I get that a business is an asset and an asset is designed to put money in your pocket, but an asset is something that puts money in your pocket from day one, right? An asset is not something you go and get into debt for that takes you 3 years to pay back off and so you're no longer in debt, right? So we need to, good morning, Nathan. We need to understand the differences between an asset and just starting a loan or starting a business and going to get a loan for this business. So one of the things that was asked was, I need a loan for a website and marketing. And I'm like, oh, gosh, you're going to get a 20 grand loan. Some website company and some social media company is going to come. I'm going to spend that money. I'm going to spend all of it because that's how much they need. Yeah, we magically need £19,999, exactly to the penny that you've got on your loan, which is really funny how that works. And then, yeah, we're going to spend it on Facebook ads, right? And then we're running £19,500. Oh, actually, we're running £10,000 on Facebook ads and we keep 10 grand as management. And then, you know, 3 months later, you're going, okay, how's it going? We've got no budget left. We need more money. And you're going, but I've not had any sales. And we go, oh, yeah, we need more money, you see. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. This is why when you're doing your social media, you should start off slow. You should go out and do your images and your videos and your content and push that out. And then when you get a phone call, okay, you can test how is that system working for us. So we had a guy, and he wants to speak to us today at 11 a.m, and that's going to happen, right? And I'm like, yeah, you need to go and fill in this form. And now he went and filled in the form, and it asks him lots of questions, and then he can book, using our booking system, an appointment to actually book a physical phone call with us. Perfect. That is the system, how it works. But then we get some people and we go, I want to speak to you. And I go, yeah, fill in this form. We go, no, I'm not filling this form. I just want to get you on the phone. And it's weird because we don't operate like that. We're not sat here hoping that the phone's going to ring desperate to close business, because that's totally not how it happens. We've got a set system. And one of the reasons why we have a set system is that when we put people in the top of a funnel, they're supposed to go through this funnel and pop out the other end as a qualified lead. The system is designed like that so that we get qualified leads. It's not designed that hopefully we get a phone call and we're desperate to close the business. That's not how it works at all. But we don't even want that kind of business, because those type of clients are not the type of clients that we want. So the point I'm getting at here is that you've got to test that the system, from your stuff that you're putting out on social media, through the phone call that comes through, wherever that happens to come through. I got a phone call on my mobile from someone I didn't know, and they're like, yeah, can I talk to you about property coaching? And I'm like, how did you get the number? And they're like, it's online. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even realize it was online. We shoved them back through the system. Yeah, we can talk, but it's not convenient right now. Can you fill in this form? Let me know your details and book a call. So then now I'm prepped, sat down, ready for this phone call. I usually walk around on my calls, but I'm prepped for it. I know what we're talking about. I know who the client is and what their problem is. And I know how to deal with this client properly to solve their problem in the most efficient way possible. Whereas when a phone just rings and someone's like, I have no idea about this person, who they are, what they are, anything, right? And then I can't follow up with them later on. You know, all sales take place, like 80% of sales take place after the sixth or seventh phone call, right? Right? Closing people in generally the first phone call. Like some people we do, most people we don't. Because unless they've listened to every podcast and watched every video and so on, right, or a lot of them, then we do close those on the first call. But your business needs a system in place so that someone makes a phone call, it comes into your email system, they go and fill in the form, they then get redirected to the booking form, they get redirected to a thank you form. We can now serve up a Facebook pixel and retarget them later on, if we so choose, for people that have signed up. Or not signed up or whatever, right? So we've got a specific system in place that will do this. But if you're just running ads to Facebook and you've not built this system, you might even get leads coming through and you've lost them because you've missed a phone call, like you've got a missed call from a private number on your mobile. Well, that could be a 20 grand lead, but you've lost it. Like, we have got an 0800 number, and I hate using it because it's so expensive, and I'm a tight nerve, as most of you know. But we have got an 0800 number, and it's on the website. And when someone phones that 0800 number, I'm not sat waiting for a phone call to come in. I've actually invested in a call answering company. I say invested, I spent 25 quid to get them to answer 25 calls for me. And if I need more phone calls, it costs me £1 a call. I'll just top it up nice and easy. I never miss a phone call. Right? You phone that 0800 number, so don't phone it. So, unless you actually want to speak, we'll speak to go here. Unless you want to do business, right? So, but someone will answer that phone. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. I don't need a loan for that. I don't need a loan for marketing. I don't need a loan to go live on my mobile phone, okay? And just like we're doing now, I'm on a camera above the laptop. I've got a laptop down here and I've got a microphone. But we don't even need that. You just need your phone to go live. And you go, hey, guys, it's Dan from Smithy Haulage and Sons. If you need to move stuff from Spain to England, and give us a call, no call, out chat, whatever, right? You just go live, or you do a podcast, or you write about that on Facebook, and then... You know, you don't even need to buy a website. But if you did buy a website, it doesn't have to be an expensive one. I mean, our websites are 250 quid, the cheapest chips. Like, and if you need a loan for that website, 250 quid, well, I would argue with you. Do you actually need that loan, or are you just being lazy or unimaginative, right? Do you need to go wash, you know, and I love this example. I know so many people, so I use it. I can't do the maths. What's 250 divided by 5? Is it 50? I think it's 50, isn't it? Right, so car washing, £5, 50 cars, where's your website? £250. Let's say, let's get the calculator because I can't do the maths. But I do enjoy this as an example. Let's do £3 a car because I don't know if it depends where you live. £5 a car might be too much. 83 cars. Brilliant. That's 2.5 cars a day. So, one car every day for the next 3 months. Brilliant. You don't need a loan. You just need a bucket. That's what you need. And you need a sponge. You don't even need water. You need a bit of car shampoo. Cheap as chips. Get from a pound shop. And there you go. You can go and start creating something to generate the cash. Now you've got a website. Oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I remember this argument I had with a teacher. And he was complaining about never having enough money. He's done all this degree. And I'm like, well, you're a teacher. You get a set amount of money, which is a lot of money, I think, by the way. But if you want more, then you shouldn't be a teacher. You should have been an entrepreneur. And I said this to him about washing cars. Oh, head exploded. How dare you? I'm a teacher with a degree. You're telling me to wash cars. Fine. Like, this was like 5 years ago. I guarantee it. You can guess what that guy's doing now. He's got up this morning. It's a Monday morning. Got in his little jalopy car. And he's driving to his school to teach. All because he didn't want to wash cars for £3 a car over 3 months. It's crazy. Why would you? Like, if you had a year to change your life, would you do it? Of course you would. Like, if you've got a year to change your life, you know, there's that TV program where people who are very, very, very overweight, okay, like they can't get out of bed overweight, and it's a year to change their life, and they have to hit this diet, and it feels like they're dying, right, because they've never really truly been hungry properly before, and they're losing all this weight, but it's a year to change your life or a year to save your life. Why would you not go wash cars for £3? Why would you not do that? If that's what's going to get you the website, I just think people are not as imaginative as they could be. And so the easy way out is to go borrow money. Like, I've got a problem. Let's borrow our money to borrow our way out of it. Now, don't get me wrong. Having lots of money or having more money solves an awful lot of problems. You know what I mean? If you've got bailiffs knocking on your door, a big lump of cash just to pay them, perfect. It solves a lot of problems. But getting into debt and getting that money alone, 10, 20% for the next 10 years, that's crazy. Build it up. It's called the stepping stone process. Build it up bit by bit, and eventually you'll get through it. Is it going to be difficult? 100% it's going to be difficult. Is it going to be worth it? 100% it's going to be worth it. Are you going to learn an awful lot of lessons? Absolutely. The stuff that I know today and the stuff that I teach is from stuff that I've had to go through when I was younger. Some of it was last year, some of it was 10 years ago, some of it was 20 years ago when I first started out. I've made so many mistakes, but I've never got into debt borrowing money for a business. Bear in mind, we've had letting agencies, we've had a furniture package company, we've had a Porsche hire company, we've got a huge property portfolio. Like, you could say, actually, let's cover that property, because you do need to borrow money in property. It's completely different. We're talking 2.5% interest. And you can't get to that stage unless you borrow money. It's a different asset class. It's different. Like, would you borrow money to buy shares? Like, no, that's a crazy idea. It's not legal advice, by the way, or financial advice. But you wouldn't do that. Like, hopefully you wouldn't do that, right? Because shares go up as well as down. Like, I know property does, but generally over a period of time, property goes up. But you wouldn't get a loan of 20 grand and buy 20 grand's worth of shares. It's just not done. Because the risk factor is so much higher. Why would you do that in your business? Can the value of your business go down as well as up? Absolutely. What are the stats for businesses failing in the first 5 years? It's not good. Is it like 80% of businesses fail in the next 5 years? Oh, not mine. Not my business. Oh, no, I've got a great business. My business will definitely won't go down. 5 years later, poof, gone. 20 grand in debt, and you're up the creek. No paddle. So look, I think, and this is like a controversial statement to some extent, because people don't like to be told no, okay? And I get that. I don't like to be told no either. Who does? Everybody hates rejection. But don't go get the loan. You want to come and speak to me on the phone, and I'll be really like raw about what you need to go do, then come and speak to me on the phone. So don't phone the 0800 number and cost me money. Fill in one of our web forms on the website. Type Northerner, just, you know, you can take the boy out of Yorkshire, but not Yorkshire out of the boy. So if you want that conversation, I'd love to have that conversation with you, because it's like, well, what do you need the money for? And it can be a painful conversation. Well, I need it on marketing. Okay, well, don't spend all that on marketing. Do this, do that. Build it up over a period of time. And people say this, and this phrase sticks with me. Oh, but you don't understand. I do. Trust me, I've been there. I've been there more than one occasion. And I've been so tempted to the dark side to go get money, borrow money and grow the business and blah, blah, blah. It's just not going to be an effective way for you. Generally, depends on what your business is. So look, we'll call it there. Some pretty controversial stuff in that one, but I hope you enjoyed it. We'll convert this over to a podcast and we'll get this out on iTunes. And we'll speak to you again bright and breezy in the morning. My name's Dan Latter. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.